Good morning from Bryan, Texas. What is your name?
Susan.
Hi, Susan. Give me at least Give me one do or don't at job interviews.
Do not go in there with your entire family and children running around.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Leave the kids tied to a tree outside. Now, you bring a pit bull.
Change.
Yeah. You can bring a pit bull. Yo, don't go up there with a dude in the car honking the horn.
Yeah.
Can you hurry up, man?
Or don't even have somebody waiting for you in the lobby, because that's even rude, too.
Yeah, that's just not good. And then you look at the person in the lobby better dressed than you, and he gets your job.
Yeah.
You know? Good morning. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Do's and don'ts.
Definitely a do. Wear like earth tone colors. I work in HR, so you need to wear like gray, brown, those type of suits. No spaghetti strap shirt, loud pink, neon colors. Those are not appropriate for interviews.
Even if you're going for a job interview in the mall, at just say one of them like hip little shops and stuff.
Well, then you want to dress like what, if you're doing that though, don't you want to dress like how they would dress at Journeys?
So. No.
Yes,
I
you
don't
do.
Think, still
yes,
dress
you do.
For
no, yes,
don't
you
think
do.
So. No, you don't.
You're wrong.
Freedus.
I want somebody to call from the mall. You dress like the store. If you're going for a job, yes, you do.
I don't care if you're going. If you're going to the car wash, you still should be dressed in a suit.
That's different.
I worked at a lot of stores in the mall, and you dress how they do at their store.
At their store.
The upper end of it.
Yeah.
I think you're
but
you
guys. But that's after you
no,
get
you
the
wear
job.
Clothes from
no, when
there.
You go to the interview, you wear clothes from that store.
And none of y'all never worked retail, but Britt and
that's
I
not
have.
True. Yes, not
I
true. Have.
Are you you can't count. Well, retail. Well, I want to know like where you were. The hell did you work at?
Don't worry about it. Good morning. Hello.
Line of damn way to be.
Good morning. Hello.
What store did you work at?
Good morning.
Hi. Do's and don'ts. What you got?
I think when you get finished with the interview, you should send a letter or send a thank you card. That is so rare these days. And when we get those at our company, they get pushed to the top because it lets us know that they're thinking about it and they care about the interview when it's over.
Thank you for One the more. Opportunity. I like that. Go ahead.
Bring questions that make sense. Don't say, when do you all plan to call me back? How much are you going to get paid?
Right.
Mm.
Now,
quality questions.
Quality questions like, how can I be a benefit to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
What are some of the challenges that I'm going to face in this position?
Yeah. Because I'm a hard worker and I love a challenge. It's a game.
It is a game.
Read my book.
Just get in. Just get
the game
in.
Behind the game, mastering the art of BS.
Tweet, tweet.
Let's see. Dave the Dude says, make sure you say how you enjoy being part of a team and you'll work hard pulling your weight to reach team goals. Not Trying to Be Rude says, presentation is one of the most important parts of an interview. Being clean, well-dressed, and perky is almost a guarantee.
Bad breath and dirty fingernails is a problem.
Yeah. Right. Let's see. T is the one PR says, have a good handshake, make eye contact, and ask questions.
Right.
You know what? They said being perky, but if you go in with an attitude, immediately, any kind of attitude, like, and what could happen is you could be in traffic.
Let me tell you one thing, though. Don't overshake.
Yeah.
Don't do a hard shake on somebody because, you know, that's a turn off. But also, you don't want your handshake to feel like water.
You got some loose stuff.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. Do or don't. What you got?
Good morning. Do not go in there and act. When they ask a question, be direct. Don't go all over the world telling them your life story. Just tell them exactly what they ask you.
Right. Like, don't tell them what happened at your last job. It's like, he pissed me off.
Leave the bell alone first.
Yeah. He pissed me off.
She better say ask.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello.
About to tell her that.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah, this is Rashawn from Baltimore, man.
Know.
Go ahead, man. All
right. Roll, Paul.
Yeah. Russ, your interview. You are the meanest person in the world.
Rashawn gets the hang up. I'm sorry. He deserves it. He's earned that right. I've made him a hero in his hood in The Wire. Good morning.
Oh, wow.
Be more.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ. It was real nice to hear Alfreda say don't have an attitude because she's definitely been harmonious.
Wow.
Lately,
but
it's my ass. What attitude? Jerk.
You definitely want to go in.
What's your comment, man?
He was talking.
He was.
I'm trying to talk.
Jeez.
So, so rude for you.
You gotta know your place.
If I get hit.
Don't go in there smelling like weed and definitely be prepared. You definitely want to do some back research before you go in.
Yeah,
you
know a little something about him.
There's no excuse not to have it. Go on the website, see what, you know, find out some information.
Tweet, tweet.
One with the Rose says, regardless of the location, you still dress professional. If you apply at Foot Locker, don't go in sneakers and basketball shorts. Listen, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yes, you are.
I'm saying if you go to Zoomies, then you dress like the stuff they sell at Zoomies.
No,
yes,
no.
You're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Loud and wrong and pregnant. the worst thing that I've heard today is basically, you know, people going to job interviews high. And I don't think I've ever been to a job interview high. I wait till I get the job.
and then you do that.
You know, fake it. You know, and I haven't sold that many books that I wrote, okay? But it's called The Game Behind the Game, Mastering the Art of BS. And look, in that book, I tell you about how I BS people.
Right.
You know, I tell you how that, you know, and that's part of the game. It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
No.
You know, sometimes you just got to do that.
Well, people are tweeting. A lot of people tweeted some good stuff. Amber Russia Cleaver says, do not tell us that you're leaving your current job because your boss got high on their lunch break.
Mm. But but half of that is legitimate, what you're saying there. You don't go in
crapping
on your last job.
Yeah, you can't do that because they know.
FedEx, it's like, man, everybody over at UPS sucks.
Yeah, don't do it.
That's
you
not
know,
good.
They wanted me to drive a truck and deliver packages. And I'm like, man, are you serious?
It's a small world.
And you know what? Going back to playing the game, you know what? There were some people there yesterday high that we didn't know about.
Right.
Because they knew how to play the game.
Right. Yes.
You know.
They rode there
with the windows down the whole way.
Right.
Benny GB31 says, pop and chew gum during the interview.
Right.
The one with Rose says, leave the slang outside, speak like you have sense, and brush your teeth.
Right, right.
Scuttle John says, make sure you pronounce all your letters. And let's see. Q Gayden says, mama said you can be broke, but don't ever look it.
Right.
Ain't that the truth?
And never end every sentence with,
you know, man. Yes.
No, I'm saying.
Shoddy. I hate that.
You ain't from Philly? You know?
Hey, man, I'm psyched to be here. You got to use all those local colloquialisms. No. Just leave them.
You can't do that. And, you know, the other thing is, I love the fact that people say, do a little bit of research.
Got to do some research.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to do now. All you have to do is go online.
Google.
Now it's easy. You can know everything.
And I know you people probably thinking I'm going over the top a little bit. It just broke my heart when the dude was telling me there are a lot of dudes in the room high. It broke my heart because, you know, no one gave these young folks the skills on how to sell themselves. Mm-hmm. And then they got it in their head, people telling me, hey, man, you want to go down there and kiss nobody's ass.
No, I'm saying.
You want to do that.
They're going to either give you the job or not.
Right.
Be yourself, man. Don't change who
you
are.
Don't be me.
Don't go in there talking white either.
Right. Be real.
I'm going to be me. Listen, I'm going to be whoever you want me to be for $100,000 a year.
You better believe it.
At least for $15 an hour, you better.
And you know what? I'm the yes woman until I get the job. And then I may be like, oh, did they say I could do that? I don't know.
Sir, are those tap shoes on your wall? Yeah. Hand those to me.
Yes, I'm brown on your nose.
I love you. Oh, I love you.
Wow.
Mammy.
Yeah, that far now.
Get that job, make that money, and then fire them.